systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 18th, 2009, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
God.
My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 286. I apologize for this. I am about to be the bearer of bad news.
And might this bad news be?
I hate starting out shows on a low note like this. On a sad note. You want the bad news or the worst news?
The bad news.
Well, the bad news is Nick Starr is not dead. Who saw that
Motherfuck.
Coming? Who saw that coming?
Everybody's all like, is Danny knocked up? Is Danny pregnant? That's not the bad news. No, you guys wouldn't even know probably unless all of a sudden a YouTube video popped up saying another one of Danny's documentaries. Okay? That's all you would see.
Back Alley Abortion Part right? 1 and 2. Oh, fuck. But yeah, so I kept checking his Twitter hoping to see that it was closed down because he was dead and all that shit. And I didn't realize it that he actually makes suicide threats, like, more often. I thought this was only the second one, but apparently he's done this more than these two times. So I guess
more than these two times?
This guy makes suicide threats like we put out episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at around 8 p.m. Montana time. Well, what would his time be? Like 7 p.m. Montana time.
Not a clue.
So, his latest Twitter, at Nick Starr, if you want to message him, call him a big pussy, I did. After a day in the hospital and a day offline to myself today, I wanted to say that I'm okay, but would like simply to be left alone for a while. Now, I got a couple things to say about this. I'm not thrilled, I'm not pleased one bit. If you're gonna fucking...
He should have just died.
He should have just died, or
gotten hit by a car on the way to the bridge.
Or he should have faked his own death and started over on the internet. Because you suck at the internet, dude. You fail big time at the internet. Nobody likes you except for your... You have 3,000 followers, 2,990 of them fucking hate you and follow you in hopes that one of these times they're gonna get a Twitter from you in mid-air falling to your death. That's why I'm not following him, but I hope that was what happened. So I messaged him, of course, at Nick Starr. You fucking pussy, I knew you wouldn't go through with it. You are now way over your cry for help limit. Good thing fat floats, ha ha ha, because, you know, I got jokes insinuating that he had jumped, but his fat saved him, and he just floated.
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. So.
And got
then,
it.
Then, you are not allowed to be online anymore. You should have let us all think you were dead and started over. You suck at the internet. You can't say that I need to simply be left alone for a while. Then stop twittering.
No
douche.
Shit.
Stop.
Don't twitter about it.
Fucking Christ. So, I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news like that, but
Nick Starr is still alive.
Still alive. Sadly. Unfortunately. I fucking hate that guy. That makes me want to go down there and like give him a push. 'Cause you know, it was probably exactly what I forget who said it yesterday, but they were like, he's probably sitting in the parking lot reading all of his replies yep. that are like, please don't do it. Please
he's like,
don't.
Yeah, I'm so loved.
Let me tell you something. You're not loved if in order to get those kinds of messages, you have to threaten to kill yourself.
Right.
That's not love,
dude. He's probably sitting with his friend. He's like, dude, check this out. Watch how many responses I get.
That's called pity, not love. Pity. Okay, big difference, douche. Unfucking
Doug says, but the good news is Danny is preggers.
Right, that's the good news.
Right, we're having the Antichrist.
We are having the Antichrist. So you will all know when it's born because trumpets will ring and the blood will run from the fountains and all that cool shit. So look out for that coming in a summer of 2010.
Oh, God.
We'll have a trailer out for it pretty soon. So, have you guys seen the greatest, most amazing collection? Now, we're all religious here, right? Praise the Lord.
Right.
Praise God on high.
Uh-huh.
I found today the greatest collection of knowledge pertaining to God that has ever been assembled. Anything you've ever wanted to know about God, I found it, and it's on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
It's amazing. Any question?
Does it tell me where he lives?
Yes, it tells you everything about God. It's so amazing. This site is the Library of Alexandria equivalent to what you want to know about God. Like, if the Library of Alexandria didn't get burned down, this would be it if it was filled with information about God. True information, too. I checked my facts. I did some fact checks. I'm going to tell you what the site is. Calm down, Slice. Calm down.
Will it tell me the actual birthday of Christ?
This is the greatest collection of information about God. Okay, now, this
God,
isn't...
not Jesus.
Perhaps one about Jesus and the Holy Spirit together forming the Holy Trinity. Praise the Lord.
Right.
OfficialGodFact.com. OfficialGodFAQ.com has all the information you have ever wanted to know about God. Go over there, take a look at it, absorb all of the information. Just take it in, bask in the light of our holy Lord and Savior. And there's an email address on there you can send questions to have added to it. Tell them the Jam Hole sent you. Tell him Matt from the Jam Hole said hi. So, in other news, we're getting ready for the show tonight. And you know how recently we've been having her chat room open because, unbeknownst to me, lots of people come in there and they're like,
Where's the audio?
Where's the fucking... I don't hear anything. Did I go deaf all of a sudden?
What's wrong with the audio?
With
I don't get it. Something's wrong with my speakers.
I believe Slice your face there. My new best friend, he found it in there.
All right.
But, so we're getting ready, and this dude walks in. I assume he was a dude. You can't tell on the internet. The internet is a...
It's very, very tricky.
It's very tricky. You don't know. And all he says is... You're ugly.
And leaves the room.
And I lost my shit. I typed, ha, 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 just like lines of me just laughing because that is so funny to me for some reason that you're just so bored online, right? That you
right.
just come in, you see a chick, you're like, oh, chicks are all about their looks. What could I say to a chick to just break her fucking heart? Hey, chica, you're ugly.
I was just chilling, eating a bowl of cereal. What the fuck?
See ya.
Getting ready for the show and shit. Fuck you.
Fucking brilliant.
I'm not ugly.
So how was your day today, honey?
Great.
Praise the Lord.
It's good.
That's good.
Yeah. It was good.
Did you get fired?
No.
Do you want to talk about that?
I don't know.
What happened? What's going on at your new job that you love?
They posted the schedule today, and I used to go in at 9:30, and then they changed it to 10, and now they changed it to 10:30, and I bitched about it a little bit, you know?
Whoa, you bitched about the schedule?
Yeah.
Now, are you a manager
Everybody
there?
Everybody else Hold was, on. Too. Fuck it.
Are you a manager there?
No.
Do you make the schedule there?
No.
What is your job position, your
leave
job
me
title.
Alone. What is, I hate just, my life.
For the record,
no.
What is your job title?
No.
Still.
No.
Is it the same one yes. as it was when you first started?
Fuck you. He begged me to work there. I didn't. I said no.
Someone got suckered then, it sounds like. That's how they trick you. They make it sound like they're begging you to work there, but in reality, you're the one doing the begging. Please let me keep my job, sir. Please. Please, sir. Any schedule you put up, I'll do it, because I need a job.
Fuck
bad.
You, Doug.
Doug knows. Dishwasher. Is that still your job title there? You still the dishwasher? So are you telling me then that the dishwasher doesn't make the schedule or have any say in what hours they work? You want to work your own hours? You want to set your own fucking hours? Is that what he said to you?
Kind of.
Is that how?
Well, see, like, they changed it again, right? And I bitched about it a little bit to my other, you know, co-employer, whatever, co-worker, whatever. And then it came around, like, almost 5 o'clock, and I'm like, you know, you're getting off work. We got to get ready for the show. I want to get out of there, and I'm tired. I've been aggravated. We got slammed, and the
Why
fucking
are you
boss
aggravated?
Didn't know. Because the boss didn't know
are you
where
under-
to put anybody online, and we didn't know where the fuck we were supposed to be. And the other fucking cook walks out, and I'm supposed to know exactly where she's at when I have no fucking clue what she's doing over there. And then the boss dude is supposed to be running his shit, can't even run his shit, and I have to keep getting in his way because I'm grabbing stuff that he's supposed to have fucking down already. He
so
doesn't.
You mean to tell me that the people above you are having a little smidge of a hard time doing their jobs?
Yes, they're fags.
Really?
They suck.
Well, I'd like to welcome a guest tonight to the show. Tonight, your boss, come on out! Fags?
That would suck.
Did you seriously call your boss a fag?
Yeah, I hate him, dude.
Wow.
He walks with a stick up his ass.
Doug says, it ain't a Jam Hole Live show till Danny yells, fuck you, Doug. That's a good point, Doug.
So, you know, I bitched about the schedule a little bit. I'm already pissed off about, you know,
now,
him being a dumbass, not knowing what to do with his employees or himself.
Are you bitching about the schedule during a rush?
Like, no,
okay,
no, I completely, dude, when we get busy, that's it. It's
okay.
Nothing. I don't say shit.
Because then I could
you
see
know,
maybe.
I'm just kind of like, da, 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 in my own world doing my shit.
Right, okay. Because that would, you know, that would require perhaps a little yelling at you if you did
yes,
that.
Yes, and he hates the way I walk. Fuck my life.
You walk like a cunt. Can
I
you,
guess.
Can
I
you
know.
Walk less cuntish, please?
I can't believe he's... I still can't get over that. I hate the
is
way
that,
you walk.
Is that sexual harassment?
I don't know. I
huh.
don't know.
Interesting.
But anyway, so I want to leave. I'm like, you know, I got to get to you because I need gas. You know, I
right,
got to, you know, get ready to get the show going and stuff. And
you've already put in your 8 hours, of course, right? Because we all work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's a full 40-hour day or
five
week.
And a half hours, I think.
Oh, so, whoa, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you're not working 8 hours a day?
Never.
What do you do? What's the matter?
They suck.
Can't find a full-time job?
No.
You want to borrow some of my hours? Because I'm getting overtime, like, left and right.
Fuck you. So I'm like, all right, you know, what else I need to do? And so I go up and I talk to the other cooks and stuff. I'm like, what do you fucking want me to do? Whatever. And I do everything they ask me to do. I do everything my fucking boss asks me to do. And then I come down there. I'm like, all right, you know,
He ever asked you to suck him off?
No.
Would you do that if he
no.
asked you? What if he paid you?
I'd kill him.
What would it take? $1,000?
No.
$2,000?
I don't like him.
Doesn't matter. This isn't, I don't suck dick because I like it. I suck dick because I need money. Bitch has got to make a living. You know?
I'm good, dude. No.
How much would it take? $3,000?
No.
$4,000.
Will you fuck
four,
off?
Four, give me four, four, give me four, five, 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 give me five, 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 give me five, five, no.
Anyway.
$6,000.
So I come down into the prep area and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm done with all my shit. Can I go? He's like, you can go when the work's done. I'm like,
hold on. Slice Your Face says he'd suck a dick for $1,000. Dude, you're selling yourself short, bro.
Yeah, no kidding.
You need to learn. You
anyway,
don't do it for any less than 10 grand, at least.
So, I guess I kind of, like, gave him a little bit of attitude, but not, I don't think so. Like, I looked at him, and I was like, okay, and I went walking back up the stairs, and I was like, I guess I'll go find a wall to scrub. And like,
you are being a little cuntish.
I got a little pissy, and he's like, Dana, come back down here, and I'm like, what's up? And he's like, you know, he bitched. He's like, I heard you bitching about, you know, the schedule changing and stuff. And he's like, but now you're bitching that you want to go home. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, you want hours. You just want to work your fucking hours, not anybody else's. He's like, you don't give a fuck about anybody else. He's like, you just want to work your own fucking hours. How about you make your own fucking schedule? He's like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. Go home. I'm like,
that is kind of a good point, though, if you're complaining about hours and then you're like, I want to go home.
But he knows that, yes, I want hours. I will work the hours that I can get on the days I can work them. He knows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm off at 5, 6 o'clock at the latest.
Right.
He knows that.
And, I mean, we can start the show later if that's a problem. You need hours more than this show needs to start at 8 o'clock, is what I'm saying. We can start the show at 9 or 10 or 11. That's not a problem. Anything later than that, though, and it is a problem. And I'll come down there and I'll talk to him.
Oh, yeah, because that's cool. I'm just going to come in and be like, stop being mean to my girlfriend.
I'll be like, hey, there's enough cunts in this area without you adding to it, okay?
So I didn't even say shit to him. I just fucking left because I was like, you know.
So you may get there tomorrow and he may just tell you to go fuck yourself. You don't know.
Well, fuck him. Guess what? I can make more on unemployment. So eat my ass. I don't need you.
That is a good point for about, 3 weeks? No. You got like 8 months worth, don't
you? Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one with the car payment, so it's your choice.
I don't know.
I'll take care of what I can, but. Yeah, I mean, if you want to just tell him to go fuck himself tomorrow morning and just leave.
Thinking about it.
But you gotta remember.
I kind of want to set that unemployment up real quick so I can get that.
You gotta remember, you did take a gander in the old classified ads, and they're not much, huh? Not much to choose from.
There's not shit.
What was in there? Give me a little tidbit of it.
Some driving job, $150 a day, round trip to Grant Falls and back. And
once a day, or are you making multiple?
I don't know. Didn't say.
How far is Great Falls from Kalispell, Montana?
Can someone
give me a mileage, please?
It's like,
I think it's around 300 miles, maybe.
I have no idea. And they want you to drive your own vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that shit. Any job like that that's like drive your own vehicle, we'll pay you. You pay me $150 a day, and you pay me gas, and you pay me a per diem for wear and tear on my vehicle, and I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I need to know from Kalispell, Montana to Great Falls, Montana. I'm just curious how many miles that is. If they're paying you $150, it's got to be more than that in miles. It's probably around 300, I think.
I don't know.
Check that out. Let me know. Thank you.
But that and like there's no cooking jobs. There's no restaurant jobs. No nothing like that.
That's because all of the people that had like real jobs and then lost those real jobs went to cooking jobs. That's why there's none left. They got all snatched up.
Cooking has always been my real job.
Well, yeah, and I understand that, but I'm just saying there usually when you were a cook, we weren't in such a dying economy, you know? So not everyone was like, oh, man, I can't wait to get out of school so I can be a cook. You know, everyone was doing other jobs. But now these other jobs aren't there anymore. So now they're falling back on the cooking.
Yeah, there's other jobs like live-in fucking hospice type thing.
Yeah,
like
Shadow Heart knows. They're all washing dishes.
I went to high school with that fucking Florida, you bastard.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you going to be at our live show in Florida?
I don't even think this is his first live show he's even tuned into, I think. So I don't even think he knows.
From our most fucked up state. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, I went to Booker High with that fuck.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Burger says, I looked in the Cali Craigslist and there was no jobs, like 10.
Yep, I know.
And they were all for like back massages, a.k.a. blow jobs and that kind of thing. All like shady on the DL type of things.
Amesby kind of has a good idea. She says, I say you go to school and take a course or something in the fall. You know, if I get on the unemployment, I can go to school.
A course in cooking?
No.
You should just go with your teaching degree. You have a fucking degree. Use it.
But I have to go back to school for like so many years to get it.
Oh, no. Can you do it in 8 months?
No.
Okay.
No, I cannot. And it doesn't even fucking pay. I don't want to do it. No. Yeah. I really don't
Teachers,
want to. Being an art teacher, it does not pay you shit and you deal with a lot of
shit. But you get laid a lot. especially if you're a hot chick.
That sounds like so much fun.
When I was in junior high, I'll tell you what, I was nailing art teachers left and right.
They're cougars. I had to deal with a bunch of little potheads that are just like, like to touch stuff.
Like, you bring out the sculpture clay and you have like 10 bongs and 5 ashtrays. You're like, all right, class dismissed. My work here is done.
And just line them all up and smash them all. They all blew up in the kiln.
Yeah, sorry, class. I'm sure your parents are proud.
No big deal.
Well, that sucks, man. I thought you really kind of liked it there, and I thought they were really, like...
I did. I do like it. It's fucked.
What I didn't like was that they were making you run the line while still paying you dishwasher wages. If you're going to do the job of a cook, then pay her the wage of a cook, not a dishwasher.
I know. They're having me fucking, you know, get weeded and fucking just get balls deep weeded online.
Nice.
We're busting balls
deep weeded, son. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm busting out, you know, shit left and right on line, and then the line gets caught up, and then I look at the dish pit, and it's just fucking piled high, and I'm like, fuck, now I'm weeded over there. You know, I have to do both these fucking jobs and
they know,
back up the line.
They know they can do that because you're not going to just walk out because they know you need a job, so they can take advantage of you, and that's fucked up to do, but, you know... Tough economy. We gotta save money.
Shadowheart says, "Yeah, our art teacher was a perverted Jap. He was.
All Japs are perverted. That's just the way of the world."
What was it? He said something. Sometime he's like, "No, you cannot make that little penis head.
Penis so small. That's why they're into that scat porn, because their penis so small. Like that's all they can do. They just start. They can't go like 10 minutes without shitting on each other." You go to, have you ever been to Japan? I've been there. You go to Japan and it's just a big old fucking scat film. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he used to tell us to spank the clay. Yeah, I remember that too.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
His name was Mr. Wynn, spelled Nugent. Like, you know.
Shout out to creepy Japanese art teachers. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, well, since the year is winding down, a lot of other shows have gone through, you know, the top 10 things of this and that and this and that of the decade, music and this and that and whatever and what?
It's 3 hours and 53 minutes to Great Falls.
So, yeah, like it's over or probably around a couple hundred miles then?
Probably.
How many miles? I didn't ask for a drive time. I asked for miles. Pay attention. I hope you pay attention better in school than you do here.
Well, how long does it take to get to Missoula?
120 miles.
How long does it take?
Well, see, you can't say how long because it depends how fast you're going, you know?
If you do the speed limit.
2 hours.
All right. Well, then it's an hour outside of there.
Thank you. 234.71 miles. Thank you, Slice. Quite
helpful.
Yeah,
I'm not driving that every day.
I like this kid. Yeah, could that for $150 and that's it? Like, do you pay for the gas and shit? Because...
I have no idea. Maybe they give you a gas card. But I'm not putting that kind of mileage
on my
car.
That's a lot of wear and tear on
the
car.
I bought my car in 07 and it only has like 55,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
baby it.
That's like when I used to work for Alamon and I bought a brand new 2000 Elantra. If you guys came up for the 250 show and hung out with us afterward, you saw that car. I had over 100,000 miles on that car in like 2 years, I think. It was ridiculous, dude. I put so, and that was all I paid for gas and mileage and shit, but I got, you know, like $90 a day per diem and I was making like $1,000 a week. So it was kind of worth it. But, you know, once you lose that job and they lay you off because it's phone work and that's how they do it, then you're stuck with a, you know, $8,000 left on your car to pay off and looking at jobs at Applebee's. And that sucks.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I found this thing here. I believe it was stumbled to us by Axu. So this is weird.
Did you clear out the stumble or something?
No, sometimes if it doesn't, if it can either go in the stumble bar or they can email it to you through StumbleUpon.
Ooh, okay, gotcha.
So every now and then I'll get stuff emailed to me, and this was one of those things. So thank you, Axu, for this. This is a weird, wild, and decidedly offbeat research findings that have emerged in 2009. We're almost done with 2009. We're almost to the next decade. How's about that? A new decade. I've heard on a couple other shows, like, you know, how we called the 70s were the 70s, and then we had the 80s, and then the 90s. Like, what is this next set of decades going to be called?
I don't know.
The aughts? Because there's nothing you can't, like, the O's or the X's or, like, I don't know what you would call it.
I have no idea.
I hope they come up with something clever.
The tens.
So these are all things that were just kind of weird and had to do with kind of sciencey, medically kind of things that have been found out in
Amesby
2009.
And Amham both say the teens. That
the
makes
teens?
Sense.
The tweens.
But
can we call it the tweens?
This is going to be kind of weird though, because my great grandmother or whatever, I remember when she died at 105 years old. She was born in.
She was a centenarian. Centenarian.
What's that called?
When you make it over 100 years old, a centenarian.
Oh, I have no idea.
That was that in that story we did a few episodes ago about the 90-year-old that killed the 102-year-old with the bag over her head. It said she had killed the centenarian.
Huh.
Centenarian.
But, you know, it's weird if you look at her headstone and shit because she was born in 1895
That's
and died in 2000.
And can you imagine,
so she'd
like.
She see two turns of.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so crazy.
And can you imagine, though, like, not much change, say, from 1890 to 1900. Not much really changed. 1900 to 1910 to 1920. Cars you start to see, stuff like that. But. You don't really get to these big changes until, you know, from, like, the 60s on. And then shit just blows the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, it
well,
exponentially
I, we have
changes.
We pictures of her traveling the country in a fucking covered wagon.
Yeah, with, like, fools,
horses.
Fools hanging out the back with bows and arrows, like, shooting Indians and shit.
Well,
it
wasn't
so
that
crazy.
Rough, but, yeah. No,
that's
like,
awesome.
It's weird, dude. That was crazy. Yeah, her... She was 105, died in 2000.
Slice your face says Xbox 360. Big change. Big change from like the Atari 2600.
Or
do you remember that?
Old school Nintendo.
We went from Pong, like two sticks and a ball, to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, where we're walking through airports slaughtering people in real life. Like, that's mind blowing, dude. It's fucking Moore's Law in full effect, y'all.
I don't know.
So
I kind of hope that maybe I'll live that long, but then again, not.
I don't want to.
She was
I will
crazy,
do...
though, dude. I'd walk in the room, she'd be like, Anna, is that you?
Yeah, it's called dementia.
My mom. Yeah.
It's called dementia, dude.
Well, it was awesome. Like, she'd start talking about weird shit, and I just, like, let her go.
Do you
it.
Know what dementia is?
You go nuts.
Right, but do you know why?
No.
Because your brain is mush.
No, that's not why.
It's from shitting your pants too much.
No.
And the nurses come and they smack you in the back of the head. It's from
she
that.
She lived at home the entire time.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Was
she
was
never
bedridden?
At home. No.
How the fuck did she do that?
That bitch walked around. She had a chair in the living room.
A wheelchair?
No.
She was
a
on
recliner.
A rascal.
She had no. She had a chilling recliner.
She had to have a mobility scooter.
No.
I'm going to call bullshit.
I guarantee
at 100 years old, you're not doing much of anything except crap in your pants. I'm sorry. And going, huh?
Until the day she died.
Huh? That's all you do.
The last 8 years of her life, she used a walker. That's it.
Wow. Did it have tennis balls on it?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
I bet it did.
But she was 105. And she never used a little fucking, you know, hover around or... You
that's
know, a
that's
rascal.
Pretty crazy. So she never got to...
She was
to,
healthy as shit, dude.
She never went to the Grand Canyon on the hover round and...
No.
She wasn't free to see the world, you could say.
But yeah, it's weird. So I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, she was 105, never needed shit like that, no nothing. And like, she was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
she
they went shit. Through a lot of changes. Like, I kind of feel bad for them in a sense because... Like, that's
there's
so much
more shit.
It's just so much to adapt to in such a short amount of time with Moore's
Law.
Oh,
I never said she adapted to anything.
Well, right. And some of them don't, but some of them do, dude. There's 75-year-olds on Twitter fucking tweeting up what they're fucking doing, dude. It's crazy that they can adapt to that.
She watched
coming
a lot of
from
TV.
No technology to, like, full technology overload. Like, it's mind-blowing.
She watched TV.
And it's only going to get more crazy. The quicker Moore's Law starts to accelerate exponentially, we're going to get, you know, augmented reality, full submersive virtual reality with haptic feedback systems and all this crazy shit. It's going to get nuts, dude. Okay. We're going to be rolling around in surrogates by 2020.
That'll be cool.
I'm calling it.
That'll be cool.
That'll be cool only so much as we'll be able to break into people's houses and slit their throats because they'll be sitting in these chairs all fat and disgusting.
No.
That'll be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hacking into surrogates and
shit. Or like
shit.
If you feel like getting laid but you don't want to cheat on your man, you could be like hop in your surrogate and go fuck somebody.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But what happens if you end up fucking somebody that's your wife in her surrogate?
That'd be cool.
You're like, I'm in trouble, huh?
Or we could get in our own surrogates and then just fuck. And, that'd
and
be
then just
cool.
Fuck ourselves.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I could get in your surrogate and you can get mine. And then, like, you could be a chick and I could be a dude and I could just give it to you and it'd be cool.
Awesome.
That's weird.
All right. So anyway, getting back to my my list here. These are among the most bizarre medical discoveries of 2009. Did you know, this is kind of weird, pulling a tick off the wrong way can lead to a meat allergy? Stop that.
What?
That fucking whatever. That.
I had.
Enough.
I just put my can down.
Well, stop.
Twat.
Do it quietly.
I did.
So did you know that pulling a tick off the wrong way can lead to meat allergy?
No.
I did not either. An Australian doctor found the link while studying... Was it the link to the past? Or was it... I can't think. What's the other Zelda game? Damn it! I totally fucked that up. I suck at this.
Oh my god.
I found the link while studying rising cases of the allergy among people who live on Sydney's tick-prone northern beaches. Lots of ticks down there in Australia. Quote, I now tell everybody I see who lives anywhere near ticks to use Aerostart, a spray-on engine cleaner, or another high-alcohol substance. Stun the tick before you scrape it out, and it can't inject what it injects. Did you know that?
No.
Are these just Australian ticks? Because everything in Australia is more of a badass than it normally would be.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That sounds fucking weird to
That's
me,
crazy.
So.
I don't want to be allergic. What? Could you imagine if I was allergic to meat? I would die. I would fucking die.
I'd have to, like, give you intravenous fucking
It would be like
vegetable
shells
stuff.
And cheese and mashed potatoes
the
forever.
Rest of your life.
Fuck that. I'm never going to Australia ever again. Doug says, fuck up a perfectly good Zelda joke. I know, dude. I totally failed.
Oh, my God.
Did you know cereal coffee drinkers are more likely to feel, quote, the presence of dead people, British researchers found? They asked students about their caffeine intake, and those with the highest were also most likely to report seeing or hearing things that were not there. Too much caffeine. Do you think, though, that
cheers,
that's...
Fuckface.
Cheers, fuckface. I don't get that, but I don't know. I drink, like, two of these a day every day. It's disgusting. My piss is, like, bright yellow. It's foul.
Yeah, Shadowheart says LSD does that, too.
Yeah, that is true. But, like, I wonder if that's just from sleep deprivation, because...
I don't
you
know.
Start
yeah,
seeing,
if you're ingesting that much caffeine, you're not really sleeping.
Right. And if they just studied students, chances are students are up later. They're studying or they're partying. They're not sleeping much. Especially if you're like an MIT student up doing your computer programs. Those fools never sleep.
Right, yeah.
They're like cracked the fuck out. did you know the hotter a common laser printer gets, normal laser jet or laser printer, right? The more likely it is to spew out potentially hazardous ultrafine particles, Australian scientists warn. The particles can be as toxic as cigarette smoke, and 60% of printers in one study were found to emit them. I use a laser printer at work, like a little portable one to print out receipts and shit. That's kind of fucked up. If the hotter it gets, the more likely it will spew out these ultra-fine particles, that's not good.
That's not good at
all. That's not good at all.
That's no good.
See, we've made a lot of breakthroughs this year. This is just this year. Not, I'm not even talking the whole decade. Like,
just,
this is
just 2009.
Oh, 09, dude.
Oh, 09.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh no, yeah.
British scientists have created a custom-made bacteria that glows green when it comes into contact with chemicals leaked by buried explosives, meaning it can be used to safely detect the presence of landmines. That's a lot better than the old way of detecting them, taking, you know, low man on the totem pole and telling him to march. Oh, there's one. All right, got next. A UK study found men who reported more frequent masturbation and sex during their 20s and 30s went on to have an increased risk of prostate cancer. Huh.
That's... Whoa.
Does your dad just fuck a lot back when he was in his 20s and 30s?
If you go on MySpace or Facebook and search my last name, they're all in Florida and they're all around my age.
And they all have prostate cancer?
They're all like around my age or older. Like,
oh, you mean kids?
My dad was a whore.
Are those all your dad's illegitimate children?
I found a couple of them, and I've asked them, I'm like, you know, what's your dad's name? And they're like, I never met my dad, but my mom says, yeah, like, my mom says his name was Michael or some shit.
Get
and
the
I just
fuck
stopped
out.
Talking to him.
Are
I'm
you
like,
serious?
Ah! Yeah, no, I'm dead serious, dude.
That's fucked up, dude. That
my
is
dad
fucked
was 15
up.
Years old and knocked up his girlfriend, what the fuck was her name? I don't know. He knocked up this one girlfriend, knocked her up at 15 years old, had an abortion, then knocked her up again a year later and had an abortion. I do not doubt that my dad was
fucking everything on two legs. He should have been more adamant about making those bitches have abortions before he went on to the next one. You can handle one at a time, but once it starts to build up, it's hard to catch yourself back up again. You can't tell 10 bitches all at the same time to have abortions, you know? Pretty soon you got a whole tribe of fools you're paying child support to. That's no good. No good. However, this was at odds with Australian research, once again, prompting claims bashful Brits may have skewed the result. Men who haven't got the disease are less likely to admit to high levels of self-satisfaction, said Melbourne's professor, Graham Giles. So they lied, maybe. They're like, I don't have the disease. That means you're not fucking. And they're like, no, no, I fuck
no,
all the time.
All the time.
Bullshit.
All the time. I got it. I got
bullshit.
It.
You
yeah,
don't even
my dad was
off
trying
right.
to avoid that. Because you, there's a blood
and then
test
here
to
you
check
go,
for your prostate thing.
And then here you go, like, oh, yeah, that's my dad, too. But, like, he raised me, and now they're all pissed at you, sending
that,
you hate
that's
mail.
Why I never talked to him again.
That's fucked up, dude.
But there's a blood test you can take instead of doing the actual physical exam to check the prostate.
Oh, like and the finger in the butthole?
For, like, the last 5 years, my dad's like, just take the blood. And
really?
This time, because they found a spot on his lungs or whatever, because he was complaining of back pain or whatever.
On his lungs?
Yeah, he was complaining of back pain, and they said that he's like, it hurts in my left shoulder, then it goes to my right, and then goes down my back. You know, and the doctor's like, that doesn't sound like your back. He's
that
like,
sounds
like
you're making
else.
It up.
No, and they took an x-ray of his chest, and they found a spot on his lungs the size of the tip of his pinky.
What color?
White.
Possibly semen?
Maybe. I don't know what my dad's been eating, but that's not healthy.
Right.
But, so they should have the results in today, but my dad failed to call because he doesn't.
Is your dad
know.
Scared to call to find out if he has lung cancer or not?
Would you be?
I would not have gone in the first place. I would have took it like a man and just dealt with it.
Well, he was cramping up so bad that he'd have to, like, fucking get against the wall and
was
just,
it really
like, hit
that
his back. He'd have to fucking push, like, with all of his strength to pop
He's a little guy,
straight.
Too. Her dad, he's, like, this big.
He's
so
that
small.
Big.
Your dad is so small, dude. It's crazy. So he might die.
He's
Are you prepared for this?
Whoa, don't even never.
Are you ready
Shut
for
up.
This?
That'll never happen. So
your dad, are you ready for this? Because I don't think you are.
Are you crazy? Look at me.
I know.
Look at me.
You are gonna. She is gonna flip nuts if this happens.
My dad is my whole world.
Mine was
he
too.
Dies,
till I
die.
Walked into his house and found him laying in the bathroom dead.
If it wasn't for my dad, I'd be like some stuck-up, frilly chick. You know, like
if it wasn't for your dad, you'd probably like sucking dick more. Moving on.
Actually, I think that was my mom's fault. But they, anyway.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he actually got the prostate test thing done. And, like, they found a lump on his prostate, and they're going to send him to some kind of specialist.
Is it
for
a
that.
Cyst?
I don't know. I'm like, Dad, what if that? You have prostate cancer and lung cancer? What the fuck? He's
will
like,
he
I'll just die. I'm like, no!
Will he just kill himself like my dad did
no,
and Braden's
my dad?
And
my dad's strong as an ox. He feels fine. You know, he's just got that little bit of a back pain. He's like, you know, just
hey,
fix that and it's cool.
Nothing a couple Oxy 80s can't solve.
He doesn't like those, dude. He fucking hates Oxycontin.
Okay.
But nah, and my dad's not little. Fuck you, dude.
He is so small.
He's
he like
not.
Fits in your hand. He fits
can,
in the palm
he,
of
dude,
your
I've
hand.
Dude, I've seen him beat men like twice his size, like the size of my uncle. Just like take them
well,
down and
I didn't
fuck
say,
their face.
I
up.
Didn't say anything about how he fights. I just said your dad is like this big. He's so small.
My dad's so big. He's huge. He's like, dude. He's missing a knuckle because he lost it in someone's face.
Danny.
What?
Reality. This is Danny. Have you guys met? Because you're crazy.
Have you met my dad? He's awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. He's like this big.
He's a tough fucker, okay?
And I just realized something. You know now that all of these fuckers in the chat are going to be searching for your dad's illegitimate children just to be like, hey. How's it going?
Oh my god, dude.
How's it like growing up without a dad? That's so
oh
awesome.
That's
that
Fox.
Is so fucking fantastic.
That's not cool.
All right, moving on here. They provide relief from the body's aches and pains, but they can also burn. Doctors from an Adelaide hospital's emergency department warned after treating a string of wheat bag injuries. Do you know what that is? Wheat bag injuries?
Did you get hit with a wheat bag?
Maybe. I don't know. They can they provide relief from aches and pains, but can also burn. Why are you speaking in riddles? God damn it! The first U.S. case of cannabinoid hypermesis was recorded in the medical literature in 2009. Here, the syndrome was first. Do you know what that is? Cannabinoid hypermesis.
Nope.
The syndrome was first described in 2004 in 20 South Australian men. What the fuck, Australia?
Well, there's a hole in the ozone layer right over Australia.
Is that maybe that's what it is? You guys are like turning into the not so fantastic four.
They get sun cancer so fast over there, it's not even funny.
Oh, I bet. And they're like growing arms and shit out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
So it was found in 20 South Australian men. Suffers experience nausea. Nausea, how do you say that? Nausea? Nausea and vomiting as a result of chronic cannabis use. Chronic use, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
but
God.
These ill effects are relieved by taking a very hot shower. Quote, grown men screaming in pain, sweating profusely, vomiting every 30 seconds, and demanding to be allowed to use the shower. It's a very dramatic presentation. That's awesome. Is that only if you smoke weed then? Because if weed made me, like, vomit until I took a hot shower, I would just not smoke it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But since it doesn't, I don't have to, you know? That's weird. U.S. surgeons successfully restored a woman's sight by pulling out one of her teeth, placing a lens inside the tooth, and then implanting the tooth in her eyeball. Did you hear? I remember hearing about that a while ago when it happened.
That's not real.
It is real. I'm pretty sure it's real.
And she could see.
Yeah, they took the
is her eye a tooth?
It's
now?
Like a little pinhole camera. No, they used the tooth to put the eye in. So and the tooth, something in the tooth could bond to the retinas or not the retina, the fucking nerve endings. It's fucking crazy,
that's
dude.
Weird.
The technique can only be used when a person has a scarred cornea on an otherwise healthy eye. Chew
That's
on that.
Weird.
Literally. Australian medicos found a new use for saline solution. Okay, Australia, hit me. What is it? You can make your balls really big.
Right.
Do you remember that? The fucking, what are they called? They have a name for that fetish when guys go around and they inject saline into their nuts and make them like huge.
That's
and then
gross.
They let it all drain out and shit. What's that called? What's that called, you guys? When they fucking inflate their nuts with the saline solution.
That's gross, dude. Why would you want to make your balls huge?
Because it's a weird gay fetish. Sick and wrong. That's where I heard it on.
Check this out.
There's a YouTube video.
I don't know exactly what the tags are to find it. But
Shadow says elephantitis. No, it's not that.
But there's this dude on YouTube. His nuts are so big that he can like... He has to sit on them. Like, he... They're like, it's like a beanbag chair. No joke. Like the size of a beanbag chair. His friend helps him fucking lift it up so he can get into his house and
stuff.
Dude,
if I had a friend and I had to help him carry his nuts, I would not be his friend.
And he sits down like making dinner and shit. He's got like a little
sitting
pot
on his
like doing something on the pot, like resting on his ball sack.
Wouldn't that hurt? I imagine.
I think so too, but I think it's like all. I think it's like a tumor in his balls. Like,
I wouldn't want to sit on my balls. I don't care. Like, maybe.
I don't think they're his balls. Balls. I think
they're his balls.
He has
but
no
not,
balls, but he has like his, a tumor.
They're not his testicles. They are his balls,
right.
But not his testicles. Okay,
right.
That's
it's
fucked
in his
up.
Nutsack. He has a giant tumor in his nutsack. His balls are somewhere hiding in his asshole. I don't know, dude. Like, get
no
me
shit.
Out of here.
Fuck this, dude. I'm out. But seriously, like, would you carry around your friend's oversized, disgusting nuts?
Would you carry around my oversized, disgusting ovary?
No.
Oh.
I definitely would not.
Well, fuck you. I wasn't going to let you hold it anyway.
All right, then.
I like my
I'm
ovary.
I'm glad we fucking settled that.
I wish I had... my ovary.
Like in a jar?
Yes.
Labeled Paul, just chilling?
Yeah.
Or would we take it out of the jar once your doctor gave it to us and just thumbtack it to the wall with
oh,
all of our
sick,
other...
dude. I don't think I could just leave it out in the... No.
There's a piece of paper over there with pussy blood and semen on it, and you're like, oh, I wouldn't want to put my ovary up there.
Well,
that's
no,
over
it
the
would
line.
Like decay.
Over the line!
It would like decay, and the cat would eat it or something, and that'd be gross.
Oh, Zofu has a good idea. Dry it out, dry it, and make a necklace out of it. That's awesome.
Ooh.
Would that bring you great amounts of fertility? Like totally plus five
wear an
fertility?
Ovary.
Plus five.
No, because I'm still missing an ovary.
It would, but then it'd give you a plus eight tumor. And that would suck.
You're not wearing the ovary in the right place to get fertility.
Oh,
okay.
Right. That's my mistake.
Maybe if you wore an ovary and you had two ovaries to
okay,
match
so
it.
Anyway, back to this. The new use for saline solution. How'd we get on nuts and balls and what'd you just say?
The saline nut thing.
Because
that's
totally
what
not
on.
What this is. The hospital staple is very effective at removing a leech from an eyeball. A Sydney hospital treated a woman who had a leech tucked under yuck, tucked up underneath her upper eyelid. Our little fellow started off at about half a centimeter, and by the time we removed it, it was about 2 centimeters long. It had quite a good lunch, Dr. Toby Fogg
oh
said.
Oh my god, dude.
That's effed. That is so effed. Caffeine does temporarily dull the body's ability to feel pain, according to a U.S. study that looked at how long cyclists could maintain maximum erections. What? Oh, exertion. That's my bad.
God, you're a retard.
So if you down a rock star real quick and then just like got punched in the face, you wouldn't feel it? Is that what that's saying?
No, you gotta have like all
Go.
Sorts of adrenaline going. I would kill you. You know that, right?
Oh, man.
You do know that, right? I might come from a little man, but I'd be
Who
a woman.
Thought I just punched her in the face?
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Because
you would be dead. You just
A study of children taken to emergency departments in Australia and New Zealand has found boys were overrepresented even when accounting for their higher accident rate. Quote, all of the nurses in my department think it is because males are the weaker sex, said Jason Ackworth.
Males are
the weaker
sex. And
then they all
sex.
Joked about it. Silly women. Ha, 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 ha. A 62-year-old cancer survivor was temporarily denied entry into the U.S. because the drug he was taking had wiped out his fingerprints. Do you remember this story? I remember this story from a while ago.
I don't know. Go on.
The journal Annals of Oncology, Annals of Oncology issued a travel warning for the drug capecitabine, which lists inflammation of the hands and peeling palms among its side effects. Patients may have problems with regards to fingerprint identification when they enter U.S. ports or other countries, it warned. Hey, U.S., quit being so snoopy. What do you need my fingerprints for?
We should get that stuff so we could, like, not have fingerprints.
Or just cut them off, like, in seven?
No.
No? Could that you hurts. Do that? Do you think you could cut your fingerprints off?
You have to constantly rub them off, dude. You can't.
Excuse my face.
You
that
can't
disgusting.
Just cut them off. You have to rub them because it'll grow back.
Duh.
So you gotta like constantly always rub them off.
I think I'll just stick to wearing gloves. That's much easier.
But then your fingerprints are on the inside of the glove.
Doesn't matter. If you're wearing them, what the fuck does it matter?
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool not to have fingerprints. You well, can burn them yeah. off and never get them back.
Your fingerprints or the gloves?
Your fingerprints.
You could easily burn the gloves. Why are you making this more complicated than it needs
if
to be?
If you burn your fingers, you it's your fingerprints gonna burn. Are gone.
What if you drank a bunch of caffeine and then... No? Oh, fuck. Let's see here. Brain scans on 30 Brisbane-based mums showed that some experienced a natural high when looking at photos of their crying child. They are fucked up in Australia. Like, cry, baby. Oh, I'm so fucked up. I need some more cry, is what they call it. It's
creepy.
A drug. It's called creepy. Cry. It comes from babies crying in their tears.
Like, cry,
you can actually...
Cry, baby! Like, I hate that song.
You could actually inject their tears just straight into the vein and get fucking high. While for others, the same scenario inspired feelings of disgust. I think I would be in that category.
I would
category.
Be in that category
when I look,
also.
When I look at your crying child, I'm completely disgusted.
Like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Paper,
you need to ingest 50 needles now.
A paper in the Journal of Clinical Practice listed cases of people who drank up to 9 liters of cola a day. You disgusting creatures. That's
nine
so
liters?
Gross. That's fucking gross now. I can drink a couple
Give me a
rock
liter
stars.
Of cola.
I need a liter. I don't know what that is.
Can we get a liter of cola?
Give me
I
a goddamn
liter of cola. Does this look like spit to
oh,
you?
It's for a cop? What does that mean? Anyways, that's gross. One man was confined to an electric scooter as a result. As a result of being a big fat fuck, that has nothing to do with... Well, I guess it probably does. I
oh,
doubt...
Oh, that's gross, dude. Amesby says, my husband drinks about 4 liters of Pepsi a day. That's disgusting!
What's wrong? Does he have teeth?
Right?
Still?
I don't think so.
Is he addicted to it? Because I think I honestly would have a hard time not drinking Rockstar. I really do.
Well, once you do, after having surgery, it took me a while to come back to drinking it.
I'm glad you're hooked back on it again. Welcome back,
I'm great.
Babe.
I'm great.
Damn it. Amesby says he's addicted to everything. Well, I guess it doesn't matter then, does it? Mm. So that's 9 liters, though. How many gallons is that? There's what, four liters in a gallon? Is that how that works? There's Slice four. Your face. What's the conversion rate? How many liters is a gallon? Please. It's two or four.
Four quarts to a gallon.
That's what I'm thinking. It's got to be like 2 liters or something. I don't know. Mm. Another saw his GP for muscle weakness and admitted to drinking more than 4 liters a day and being married to a chick named Amesby. 4 liters a day during a trip to the Australian Outback. The Outback Steakhouse?
Maybe.
Excess soft drink consumption can cause mild weakness to profound paralysis. Researchers warned. Could you imagine being
paralysis?
Paralyzed because you drink too much Coke? That was disgusting.
I got tasted like throw up.
That's why I don't wear headphones, because my girlfriend is a disgusting pig. Thank you. All right, a few more here. Many smokers feel more compelled to quit when asked to ponder the impact of their habit on their pet's health. Fuck that, dude. My pet smokes cigs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's cool.
She chews, actually. My pet chews.
You know all that tobacco that gets on the floor in the mudroom?
Oh, yeah. She's on
she's
that
all
shit.
Over it. You know, it's not there anymore because the cat just eats it.
Oh, yeah. I actually sprinkle a little bit with her cat food. She fucking goes nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Having a hookworm in your stomach was found to be an effective treatment for celiac disease.
What is celiac disease?
C-O-E-L-I-A-C. I have no idea.
I don't even know what that is, but I don't want a worm in my gut.
The parasite reduced the sensitivity of the immune system, which would otherwise malfunction and attack the stomach lining. Ask me what celiac disease is.
What is it?
Well, it's a disease in which the immune system attacks the stomach lining.
Oh, okay.
Get it?
I got it. That's like inflammatory intestinal disease.
Kind of, but it's called celiac disease.
Right.
It's called cognac.
So your immune system is effed.
Pull me one more shot of Covathier. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, inflammatory intestinal disease is where the immune system just attacks the intestines for no reason.
Shadowheart says, I knew a monkey that smoked pot.
That was you, dude.
Was she called?
No, I don't know.
Was her name Dana?
Yeah, he knew me back when I was a pothead.
That was the joke. Thanks. Hey.
Wow.
Keep up with the class, please.
It was so long ago. Fuck off. We were in like.
Despite the yuck factor, God. 20 study participants opted to keep their hookworm at the end of the trials. They're like, nah, we're cool. I'm going to kind of keep him. I've named him.
I like it.
Research into a 17% jump in Australian men who sought tests for prostate cancer found the cause was Sam Newman.
Why are all these people in Australia?
Because I didn't realize that, but it's from news.com.au.
You jackass.
That's fine. Still fun. So, Sam Newman.
We should look for most fucked up, like, arrests in Florida for 09.
Well, hey, we still have a few episodes. Unlike other podcasts, they're like, well,
they're
today,
like,
will be, today will be the last show till the new year. Nah, we're going to do shows all the way up till the new year and then the next Monday after that. So, suck on those nuts. But who's Sam Newman? Can someone Google who Sam Newman is? I'm kind of curious.
That's the guy in the red shirt.
Oh, it was.
Oh,
fuck. Research into a 17% jump in Australian men who sought tests for prostate cancer found the cause was Sam Newman. The controversial AFL identity went public with his diagnosis in early 08, and it had a similar impact on prostate cancer testing as Kylie Minogue had on breast cancer screening following her 05 diagnosis. So once they come out and say they have it because and they got screened for it, it makes more people be like, oh, I should go get my tits checked. It's that type of thing. And the last one, a testosterone patch designed to pep up a woman's sex drive received the thumbs. What do you think?
Down.
Thumbs down in a study published in the UK's Drugs and Therapeutics Bulletin. The side effects included. Are you ready for this? So either sex drive or some of these side effects. Acne. Okay. Excess hair.
Okay.
In not nice places.
Where? I want to know where.
Breast pain.
Ew.
Weight gain. Insomnia. Voice deepening. And migraines.
Oh.
So, like, you have more of a sex drive, but you're fat, you can't sleep, you have a headache, your breasts hurt, and you're hairy.
The boobies.
You're hairy, pimply, whiny, fat, non-sleeping, voice-deepening, headache-having
Frank says,
bitch.
Well, no, fuck, duh, it's testosterone.
Thank you, Frankie, thank you.
Shadowheart says, and you look like a man.
Exactly. Basically, it turns you into a bro. Significant. Bro. It's called testosterone.
Testosterone.
Significant numbers of women placed on a placebo patch reported an increase in sex drive.
Nice.
Well, good job, Australia. Way to fucking.
They get horny, but they look like dudes.
So then they're horny, and no one wants to fuck them. That
That's
doesn't
not a
help.
Good,
I'd rather be cute and not want to fuck than be all horny and ugly and not be able to get fucked, you know?
That's when you get those cool, like, dildo things. They're like, dish, 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 those things.
The Symbian?
Yeah.
Thing that just fucking... Damn. Those things are awesome.
It's like, I beat your twat.
Oh, man. I would sit here and watch that thing fuck you all day long.
No.
I would have
to. You'd get bored and you'd be like, I need to fuck now.
Well, I would be getting my dick sucked while that was happening. But I would have the remote to it and I'd be like, that'd be so great.
You're like,
you would love it.
No.
All right. Well,
I'm still waiting on my awesome Christmas gift from Erato Toys.
Yeah, me. Two.
He said he was going to send it in a week, and that was like last week. So I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
That awesome new purple fucking rabbit dildo. That sounds so amazing. I will even send you. I will send you my broken one.
Oh, cool! Can I trade
he
in?
Can leave it on his like trophy shelf. You know?
I would hang it on your Christmas tree, but I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you can call up a porn shop and be like, "So, how much you give me for this used fucking dildo?"
I know, right?
She's only got like 40,000 miles on it. Like, I don't think it works that way. How about you don't bring that disgusting thing that's been in your twat anywhere near me? Thank you. All right. Well, while we're speaking about weird fucking Australians, this is kind of a fucked up thing. A woman was impaled on a steel fence for an agonizing 47 minutes waiting for an ambulance. Now, you're a woman, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine being impaled on a fence for almost an hour waiting for the ambulance? Like, did you get...
Where am I impaled at?
On a fence.
No, where at on the body?
The 34-year-old received no pain relief while her body was supported by volunteer emergency service workers during the ordeal at Yarrawonga. Yarrawonga. Is that how they say it? Yarrawonga. Ambulance Victoria has launched an investigation into the delay. What happened? Well, see, we're coming down the road that night, and we hit a wallaby.
Oh, my God.
We had to scrap the wallaby off the side of the truck. Nah. Nah. Nah.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait. I need to go to Australia.
Cucumber fixes. What the fuck was she doing to get impaled on a fence?
Trying to fuck it. What do you think she was doing?
Right?
It was contacted at 9:42 p.m. on Tuesday and told Kim Broadbent had been impaled through the groin on a fall.
Victory lap. Victory lap. Oh, my God. Did you hurt yourself?
No.
Are you cool? Oh, woo! I just watched you do that.
I fucking called that shit, dude. She was trying to fuck it. Or, excuse me.
I would not want to be impaled in the crotch for a while. That sucks. Ow.
Excuse me.
Now my vagina hurts. That's not cool.
Do you think maybe her has-been picked her up and just dropped her on it, mate?
No.
That's fucked up.
Oh, God.
But how... So if you're fucking it, like, how did it go that far into where you're impaled on it?
Amesby says, no, I typed that in before you said it, so I'm taking that lap from you.
No!
You have been de-lapped.
All right, but I'm keeping the front flip into the couch.
You didn't even... whatever.
It was a somersault.
It was I hit the couch with my head.
No, I rolled. I didn't hit my head at all. We'll go to the replay. This shit's recording. Take it to the instant replay.
All right, so what was she doing to get
impaled? I'll pull some Madden shit. You see how I went around here, hitting to the kitchen
little
here, and then came back.
Little X's and O's and shit.
Zoom in and shit.
So what was she doing to get
impaled? Well, she was impaled through the groin. That's so awesome. At 9:42, she was impaled through the groin in a fall, and the crew didn't get there till 10:30. Could you imagine?
In a fall? Like, where did you fall? Why were you hanging outside of a window?
It's Australia, dude. I don't know.
There was a wallaby in my living room. What do you want?
The wallaby fucked her shit up.
What the? I don't get it.
There was no paramedic available in the border town that night, and sources said a graduate officer was refused permission to attend because it's a vagina. A crew was sent from Wangaratta, 55...
What the fuck? Dude, oh, stop man. Trying to do the accent.
No, I'm, that's how you have to pronounce these things. Wangaratta, which was 55 kilometers away, but was not cleared to travel over the speed limit or with lights and sirens. It's fine, dude. She's just impaled through her vagina. No big deal.
There's already a hole there.
Should we turn on the lights and sirens? Nah, mate. Have a Foster. Sit back. We'll get there when we get there.
Matt!
I'm just saying.
I'm going to hit you, dude.
Oi!
Don't make me bust out my awesome
they
accent.
They got there in jail with a minute, but all right.
Oh, my God.
By then, Mrs. Broadbent had spent more than 47 minutes seriously injured, lapsing in and out of consciousness. I'm sorry. That's not funny. Lapsing. That's funny. But the in and out of consciousness part, that's horrible.
You know what's weird speaking about Australians?
The way they tack?
Besides that.
The kangaroos everywhere.
I went over to Ashley's parents' place yesterday, and her mom is like friends with Steve Irwin's wife. Like they have pictures and shit of like them just hanging out in Florida, like when like 10
just
years
chilling?
Back. Yeah, from like 10 years back, like they're all just chilling, having barbecues, all this stuff, and like, you know, hanging out with kids and all that. Yeah.
Huh. Thanks for sharing.
It's weird. Like Ashley's mom's like, yeah.
Did Ashley's mom ever get a thumb jammed in a butthole?
No. Oh. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, then.
I have no idea.
Can she come on the show next time?
She's a total lush, dude.
Nice.
She's great.
We got like two beers here from from Johnny.
I know. We still have
they're
those.
Still here. Probably next fermenting. Time you're here, Johnny, they'll be here for you. So, yeah, she was lapsing all over the place, her and her vagina and her consciousness. There was widespread disgust in Yarrawonga at the delay and the lapsing vagina. Yeah. Miss Broadbent traveled to Melbourne by air ambulance with a section of fence still lodged inside
in her.
Oh. She did not arrive at the Alfred Hospital until about 3 hours after the first call. She was stable last night. Her vagina is in critical condition. Her mother, Heather Broadbent, attended the scene and said those waiting for the ambulance were supporting her daughter and afraid to move her for fear of doing more damage or making her come. Don't want that to happen. That could be
it's like,
devastating.
Pick me up. No, put me down. Pick me up. Oh, wait. Put me down. Lift up. Lift up. Lift up.
Oh, the wallabies are coming. The wallabies are coming. Right away. Quote, I want to apologize to Miss Broadbent for the trauma and stress she was put through. This should not have occurred, the health minister said. This is an unacceptable response. We need to learn from it and make the changes to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Move the fence.
That I know. I'm still. It does. That's the end of the story. It still doesn't say how she fell on the fence in the first place.
It's like she jumped out the window trying to land on it.
Jack,
I don't
get
it.
Nimble. Jack, be quick. Now your wife has a fence post up her vagina. Moving on. This is freaky and disgusting.
I'm ready for it. I like freaky and disgusting.
I will put a link to this in the show notes because this thing is so weird. And when I say thing...
Is this
thing,
what you're freaking out about on
yes.
the pre-show?
When I say thing, I mean this weird, creepy baby thing.
Can I see?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Is there a picture?
Yes.
Can I come over there and look?
Yes.
Okay.
A baby boy in Pueblo is a living miracle. You say miracle, I say...
Disgusting!
Thank you for yelling in my ear. Do you know, it's so freaky, I can't even read the story because he's like looking at me all weird. Nicholas Koch was born... Nicholas Koch, C-O... Okay, child.
Every episode I have to hear the word Koch, I don't
get it. You just wait till the next story, bitch.
What the fuck, why is every episode...
Because you're a crackhead.
I'm not a crackhead, I like cocaine.
I do cocaine. Hey, little boy, I got cocaine. This boy was born without a brain.
Yes, sad,
and he's
cocaine.
Weird looking.
He's disgusting.
This week, though, he's marked a milestone nobody dreamed could happen.
What happened? He was born
so
what?
If
what?
You're born without a brain, you basically have a little baby wet myself doll. Am I right or am I right?
Was
I mean,
he was born without a brain. That's what's going on?
Yes. You gave birth to a baby. whose last name is Coke without a brain.
That is so cool. That's... I would have that thing taxidermy.
Yes.
It'd be a little reminder. Do not ever try to make children again. That was a very, very bad idea. Never, ever again.
Hey, it's about fucking time, bot.
Yeah,
what
you string
fuck?
Bot. You
is
bastard.
He drunk? Smell his breath. Is he drunk? That motherfucker drinking on the job again. You
fuck. Gonna, like, shut our shit down. Everybody's like, hey, asshole, fuck you, bot.
Thank you. So, yeah, this, I don't know, man. This is fucked up. He's so weird looking.
So he doesn't have a brain. What does he do?
Pisses and shits, probably. I think that's about it.
Can it eat?
Coke was born with a genetic disease called encephaly.
Spell it out.
Anencephaly. A-N-E-N-C-E-P-H-A-L-Y. Anencephaly. He had no brain, just the brain stem. That's the best part.
Okay.
I mean, that's all you really need. Let's be honest, right?
That's like, that has like the pituitary gland in it. And
just a
grow.
Brain stem. So what is that? Like very low level brain functions?
That's
and
like
what's
nothing.
The what in the brain stem? Just enough to tell. I'm thinking he probably has just enough to do all of the involuntary things your body does. Breathes.
Probably.
Your circulatory system. He probably has no feeling. He probably can't talk, can't see, can't do any of that shit. But that's fucked up, dude.
Ugh.
That's fuck. I would have put
why
that.
Don't they,
hey,
why don't they just put it out of its misery, dude?
The Bloodhound Gang song. Put that thing back into the oven until it was done cooking.
I know, right?
Because his brain hasn't developed yet.
He has none.
Okay, so his mom, Sheena Coke. Sheena does a lot of coke.
Which my last name was Coke.
Says he can't see, he can't hear, he can't suck. Well, he kind of does suck, if you know what I mean.
Shadowheart says, I would have put him down.
I would have.
Take him to the pound.
I would have had him stuffed.
Put the yeah,
it's
dude, taxidermy that
it's
bitch. Make it, make,
in
it,
it.
Make it an awesome, like, put it on your trophy wall. Be like,
okay,
this
so,
is my attempt at making children.
So check this out. He can't see, he can't hear, he can't suck, he doesn't crawl, he doesn't sit up. I called it, baby shit myself. That's all it does. And it does suck.
It doesn't make any noise.
Someone should leave that comment. I think you're mistaken, this baby actually does suck. That's so awesome. So you have a baby that doesn't do anything most babies do, right?
Right.
Most of these babies die within hours, but... Nicholas survived a few days, then a few months, then a year later.
Oh, God.
It's a true Christmas miracle. Praise the Lord, you gave birth to a no-brain baby. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? How is
Zofu this? Zofu says he eats souls. That's the Antichrist, dude.
That's
you're born
fucking,
without a brain and you live? That's not
that's
right.
That's fucking brilliant, dude. That is fucking
Amesby
brilliant.
Amesby says, I would have walked out of the hospital without him and not looked back.
I know, dude. I mean...
There's more of those that are born?
Most of them die, though, because they have no brain.
That's what the fuck.
But what I don't understand is that when shit like this happens, people are like, it's a miracle.
It's not.
Like, it's a miracle, then why doesn't everyone come out like this?
Right.
I mean, this isn't something you want, right? Then it's not a miracle.
It's kind of a miracle he's still alive. But other than that, it's like,
I
don't
fixed
get
it. Doug. I don't know how you guys are getting randomly banned. But I fixed it, so just send feedback if that happens. Maybe you type something that the bot doesn't like, and it bans you. I don't know. Sorry. But I fixed it, so yeah. But this is no miracle, dude. I don't care what you say. A miracle is your baby comes out, and it's like playing chess
perfect.
And shit.
Yeah,
that's a fucking
cool.
miracle. Coming out, not being able to eat, see, suck, crawl, or sit up. Like, that's not much of a miracle,
dude. Does it
dude.
Cry?
Probably not. It doesn't do anything.
Oh, God.
Then, I guess, though, on the other hand, maybe this is the perfect baby. It's like a doll.
Yeah.
You never have to worry about it. It's not like you're going to hurt it. It doesn't feel pain.
I wonder if
pain.
It's
going
to actually, like, grow up. Like,
probably. Frankie Sino says, the bot is an angry drunk.
I wish the bot would talk to us. That'd be so cool. The bot, like, talk in the chat room.
That's brilliant. Thank you for that. The mother says, so it's a true Christmas miracle. He is at a party to celebrate his first birthday. She says, quote, he's a miracle. He's changed so many lives.
Doing what?
He's changed my life, dude. I'm never gonna be able to get that fucking image out of my head. That's fucking weird, dude. With this joy comes a constant thought. What the fuck is that? No, how long can little Nicholas fight? Well, Sheena tears up as she says, quote, I'm sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't cry. It's hard to know that I'm going to be burying my son soon. But it's wonderful to know he made it a year. This is not a miracle, you fucking retards. Maybe if you'd stop banging your brothers and your cousins, your kids would come out with brains. I'm just shot in the dark, just saying.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. So they take advantage of every moment, of course, wiping his little shitty asshole and everything. They celebrate every milestone as if it's their last. Like, what? What kind of milestones does a baby with no brain... what are you accomplishing? He made it... He's alive another day! Yay! Like, that's all you can do, right? Right? What else does it do? I'd put it in a hamster ball and kick it down the fucking street.
Yes!
Like, what are you doing with this? I just gave birth to the newest cat toy. Cool. they celebrate every milestone as if it's their last, because let's face it, it probably is. And keep hope that their Saint Nicholas will continue to fight for his right to live. Damn. You fight for his life. And there's a comment here. It says, "Happy birthday, baby Nicholas." There's not really any mean comments yet.
We should get on that.
Wait till I post this in the show notes. I love our listeners. All right, moving on. This is what I've been waiting for.
Is it something good?
We're going to just kind of keep going because I got a few more stories. Let me know when the CatGo Awards start and we'll end the show and we'll meet you guys in the CatGo. Or I will. I don't know. You going to hang out for the CatGo Awards?
I need to take a shower, so I'll probably
okay. Get well, naked I will hang out. So,
and if you want to have sex,
yeah, I need to.
You
have
might
want to
catch.
I don't know if I'm
going
to be able. I might have to take that Viagra tonight. I don't know after having
that
little baby.
Dude, I don't have to
baby.
Work until 3. Let's do it.
Do you want to take it tonight?
You should.
I'm just saying because that little baby is freaking me out right now.
You want to try and make one?
No!
We can have it for an hour and poke at it and watch it like
Frankie
twitch.
Frankie says, the cat go what? He's got jokes tonight.
Oh.
Frankie needs to co-host an episode with us one of these nights. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I
tried to private message the bot and he doesn't say anything
back. It's drunk, dude. He's probably sleeping. I enjoy Frankie C-Note's Twitters.
I want
He's got some very amusing Twitters.
I want him to talk to me. I want to get to know the bot. I want to make sure that he's in here
I
every
know
time
the,
we do the show.
I want to know the bot behind the bot. All right. Well, like I said, I got a few more stories here before we wrap it up. How you doing, Slice? You still here? You still with us? Slice your face? Still enjoying the show?
Yes.
This show's for
here.
You tonight, Slice. This show's for you. And there's Frankie's Twitter posted in the chat. He is very amusing. I enjoy it. So, are you ready for this? This is for you.
This is for me? Is it? Let me guess. It's got to do with cocaine, correct? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but how do you cocaine?
A husband. This is what's going to happen if you ever, seriously piss me off. Okay?
What?
A husband who threw a TV remote control at his wife during a row saw her collapse, dying after it hit her on the neck.
Oh my God, ow.
Huh? electrical engineer Paul Harvey and his wife Gloria Laguna. Why does your wife have a different last name, Paul?
Because she hates him.
Were unaware that she suffered from a congenital defect to an artery and could have died from a trivial blow at any time.
Oh, that sucks.
Which is weird, because I could die from a trivial blow, if you know what I mean.
What happens if, like, she was all into the S&M shit? She's like, choke me. And, like,
he just killed her?
Yeah.
Oops.
I don't get it.
He'd probably have a better alibi than, I threw a remote at her. You did what?
Does this have anything to do with cocaine?
Well, trivial blow? Hello? I got jokes. Harvey, 46, admitted manslaughter and sat weeping in court as his barrister said that 48-year-old Miss Laguna's death was comparable to the chances of winning the lottery.
Amham says, hey, he'll never have to fight about what to watch again.
Oh,
pound the
holla.
Bright side.
Pound bright side. I love hashtags. I hashtag everything in real life. It's great. Harvey, 46, admitted the manslaughter, but he was jailed for 3 years on Friday after the judge heard that the couple had been taking blank.
Cocaine.
Cocaine! Woo! And Harvey had a previous record for beating her fucking ass.
Yes.
But then again, let's be honest, she had a previous record for being a rancid cunt. So, you know, you win some, you lose some, right?
Zofu says,
don't be a cunt if you suffer from a disease that can make you die if I tap you on the face, okay? Don't be a cunt. You better be nice. That's all I'm saying.
Amham says, ha ha ha, pound me too.
Awesome. See what you started? The Old Bailey was told that the pair, as in my balls, had a petty argument while watching TV in March this year at their flat in North London. Miss Laguna, a former U.S. diplomat, who does cocaine, retained her maiden name following her marriage, was hit by the 4-ounce remote-controlled device when Harvey threw it, quote, in her general direction in a moment of pique and anger. At 11:15 p.m., he dialed 999 and told the operator, quote, I threw the TV digital at her and hit her on the head. He later explained that his wife was a huge cunt. She started screaming, talking gibberish, and then collapsed on the sofa. That's weird. Like, you, it's like a robot malfunction, dude. You hit her in the head, and she's like, blah, 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 blah.
I know.
That's so weird. People do weird shit. Doug says, Matt, take the Viagra live on the show. That's why the bot banned you, Doug. I don't know. I could. Do you want to take it now? Are you going to be able to keep up with me if
yeah,
I take
good.
This?
I haven't
and,
been laid in a while. And I think I'm
I will
off my
rape
period,
you.
So
I want to make sure this is recorded. I will rape you if you don't. I'm not even fucking
just,
around.
Like, fucking give my card all ass. I got a full tank, remember?
You're going to come back and the cat's going to be like broke in half. Fleshlight's going to be shredded. Dildo's going to have like a hole drilled in the middle of it.
Can I please?
I'll be like, you'll come in and find me and I'll be on the ground just covered in lube like twitching and shit.
And still on your dick.
Oh, fuck.
Can I fuck you with the fleshlight once I get tired and
I
you
think
still want to put your dick in
something? At
that
point, it's nothing's going to matter at that point in
I
time.
I really want to fuck you with the fleshlight.
I really want
occasion.
My dick sucked
we
by...
We even have new lube and everything.
That girl I met
mouth.
Today. Huh?
What?
She thinks I'm joking. Moving on.
I'm going to kill you. All I heard was that girl I met today.
I know.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Huh?
I said, here's my Facebook, friend me. But not Facebook.com/thejamhole. My private. I thought you were going to throw something. Because
you
did that last
that
time.
You, fucking
you
like,
threw
ah!
something at me, and that's not cool. Not God. Cool. Doug says Danny's going to
get
plowed. Holla if you
no,
hear me.
No, that flashlight's going to get plowed.
All right, we got to get through this story so I can plow that ass.
Well, take your Viagra. Where's your Viagra?
It's in the
Come
gun.
Come on, old man. I know you got a bald spot and everything. You fucking get Alzheimer's, too. Can you remember where you put it?
It's in the gun box. Thank you, though.
Where's your dementia? Is it cool?
I'm going to rip your vagina in half. And then I'm going to hit you with a remote.
I'm going to beat you up with the fucking fleshlight, dude.
So, He threw the thing at her. She started freaking out, talked gibberish, then died. The prosecutor said, it is clear to anyone the distress he was suffering at the time. He was crying, and he remained in considerable distress, including pleading with her to recover. That's what humans do, though. Like, when you are so mad, and then you do something, and then you see that what you did caused death, you start going backwards, right? You're like, no, 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 please come back, please, please, please. You know, like, that's, I don't know, that's what I do every time I kill someone.
CACO awards start in about 10 minutes.
Okay, let's wrap this up then, huh?
Take the Viagra.
When paramedics arrived, Harvey said, what have I done? I think I've killed my wife. I threw a remote control at her head.
Miss well, that's Laguna. Not really his fault. They were just having a regular argument spat thing.
Yeah, I always throw remotes at her
Dude,
head.
Dude, I punched my ex-fiance in the face.
I
and,
would
like,
slap
if he
you.
Would have died.
Backhand.
Then
slap.
I would have been in that position too. You know, it's like I got pissed off and I punched him in the face. Okay, that could have easily happened to me and he could have died. And I'd have been like, Dad, I need a forklift.
That's my bad, Cap. It was assessed that she was liable to deteriorate further and neurological intervention was not advised, said Mr. Whittem. She was pronounced dead at 6:50 a.m. Harvey was originally charged with murder, but this was reduced to man's laughter. Miss Laguna had worked at the U.S. consulate in India, but gave up her job and moved to UK after marrying Harvey in 07, blah, 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 blah. So she's dead. He's single and available, ladies.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, oh, and real quick, did you know that Florida has a law, I just saw this, that if they wrongly convict you and you go to jail, right, and you do jail time, they have to give you $50,000 for every year that you spent in jail.
Dude, I want to go.
That's
no,
fucked
you can't
up.
Smoke in jail.
This That's guy, he spent 35 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. His name is Jamie Bernard Bain in Tampa. And because of that error, he's going to get paid $1.75 million. Ask me what color he is.
Black!
I didn't say tell me what color he is, racist, but okay. My racist girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, that's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
$50,000. I mean, is that worth it? Like, jail is fucking rough, right?
Yeah.
That's 50 grand, though? 30.
You can't smoke anymore. You can't have your piercings or anything.
He spent 35 years in jail. And now he's a millionaire. But 1.75.
35? Oh, my God.
Let's round it off at 2 mil. And he's black, so he's going to blow that all on crack. I mean, am I right or am I right?
Oh, my God,
that was racist.
Dude.
I'm sorry. He's going to blow it all on chicken.
I'd blow it all on blue.
Of course you would.
Not all of it.
That's why I would be in control of the money.
No.
I would just blow it all on pills.
You just split it down the middle. Here's your half. Here's my half.
See you in a few months.
Yeah, we'll meet up when we're both fucking going through withdrawals. How's that?
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Meet up at the methadone clinic.
It's about time for the CATGO Awards. Are they doing that on Ustream or are they doing that in the live video room? Anyways, we appreciate you guys joining us for our Friday night show. If you were watching these shows live, of course, thejamhole.com/live. Our next show is Monday, probably around 8 p.m. You guys can always call and leave us a message at 406-204-4687. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all of our motherfucking shit is at. We got Twitters and MySpaces and Facebooks and all that good stuff. It's all on thejamhole.com. Take the poll. Go to thejamhole.com right now because if you guys want to do this, I think it'll be fun. Basically, we're going to start with episode one. I'm going to stream them while we're, you know, while I have the live stuff on. And yeah, we'll just go back and listen to the old episodes. So those of you that are new to the show, you can catch up to where we're at now. And those of you that are not new, you can, you know, we can all discuss the shows and talk about what happened. I can give you some, you know, behind the scenes stuff. I think it'll be fun.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Be like the what Keith's doing with the music rediscovery. It'll be the Jam Hole rediscovery. So
there's so many hours of
I know.
Show.
And we'll do, you know, 1, 2, 3 a week every Saturday because you're working Saturdays. I usually just hang out here. So why the fuck not? It's winter time. It's fucking cold and shitty. Seems like people like the idea. If you guys are into it, I don't think we're going to start tomorrow because I got to do some computer work and stuff like that. But, yeah, we'll start it next week. Take the poll. If you guys are into it, we'll start it next Saturday. Maybe we'll start. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I don't fucking know. Follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter. And
jamhole.com/Danny is my Twitter.
And that's hers.
D-A-N-N-I.
Yeah, so check it out there and you'll know. Thejamhole.com/forums, that's our message boards. I made a couple posts there, just some stuff that's going on. So definitely check that out. We got the YouTubes, the MySpaces, all that good stuff. And yeah, we will talk to you guys Monday. Holla.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.